Halloween Monster Fucker Bonanza. Pairing, Eldritch Horror Hive Mind. Suggestion by True Degenerate on Twitter. Thread is by Doomgender. Content warnings for Dom sub content, extremely brief power struggle, awkward gay flirting, sensory deprivation, light mind break, tentacles, and a very short aftercare scene. The mind breathes. The central node pulses with thought, purpose, direction. And through you, its will, your will, is channeled. There is no distinction between you and the congregant mind. But tonight, this expression of the mind, this body that is you, is at a bar. Why a bar? Same reason anyone goes to a bar. Boredom, and the off chance that you might end up making out in the booth. But why does an entity that exists across thousands of bodies need to pick up someone at a bar? Really, it's just because you get tired of doing all the work. You take a sip of your drink and notice someone at a table eyeing you. She's cute, wearing a black dress and coyly pretending not to look at you. So you head over, the whole of the mind egging you on. As you approach, you get a weird vibe. Not a bad one, just unusual. Hey there, see something you like? She laughs and gives you a playful look. Then you notice her eyes. Eyes like the ocean, eyes like space, eyes you could drown in. Realization makes you gasp lightly. Wait. You sit down next to her and lean in. Are you like us? She snaps.
I knew I sent something weird off of you. What's your deal?
Her voice shudders across octaves, impossibly sweet.
Class 5 Hive Mind, designated the Congregant Mind.
Oh shit, that's cool. I'm a condemned Star Eater, one of the eldest. Name's Orin Thutant.
The whole mind is lighting up in fascination. Somewhere, one of your bodies walks into a glass door, distracted.
A Star Eater? I hope you don't have plans to munch in the sun.
She giggles.
Nah, I only ever did that for fun anyway. I mean, not that you could stop me if I did.
You arch your eyebrow and make a mock insulted face.
You shouldn't underestimate the unity of thought, dear.
Bet you a kiss that my unity of whatever beats yours flat out.
You grin wide. Oh, this is fun. Usually the people you flirt with are the ones being intimidated.
Oh, deal. Prove it.
She laughs again and reaches out a hand to stroke your cheek and... The room goes silent. Her eyes, the sky, the ocean, breaking, bricket. The entire mind shudders. The number of things dropped out of your suddenly frozen hands across the world is staggering. She lets go, and sound comes back. Immediately, bodies all over are sheepishly apologizing to whoever they just dropped stuff on.
Not even a fight, huh?
We were not expecting to be so fully outmatched.
Seems like you liked it, though.
Thousands of faces blush.
It is a new experience for us. Not unwelcome, though.
Another giggle before she sips her drink.
I'm glad. Now for that kiss.
She leans over suddenly, catching your lips. Silent. Water, the sound of waves. Your eyes roll up, all of them. How good it feels to be hers. Sound comes rushing back again, and you take a deep breath, noticing how close your lips still are to hers. She sits back in the chair, looking smug and hot.
We thought that the kiss was if we won.
She licks her lips.
I never said either way. Now did I?
True.
She stands suddenly and turns her back.
Where are you going?
She looks back at you with those beautiful eyes and winks.
Somewhere secluded. You coming?
Eagerly, you chase after her, and all across the world, every body joined to the congregant mind excuses themselves. Alone now, she pushes you up against the wall. The air shivers, and all you can hear is the ocean, but you can still see, still feel, as her strange selfhood breaks open the mind, bringing you to your knees.
You're used to being in control, but it's nice to let go, isn't it?
Under her dress, tentacles slither, oily black, grasping. They wrap slowly up your legs, your arms, as her embrace consumes you, overtakes you. Never before have you felt so small. Against a human, you are the world against a pebble, but with her, you are a speck against the sky. And she is not limited to the rule and law of space and time. In bathrooms and bedrooms and changing rooms and closets throughout the world, each of your bodies, each body of the mind is suspended. Her tendrils crawling across your bodies, toying with your sensitive selves.
Am I too much?
She murmurs into a thousand ears.
No, just enough.
You say in a thousand voices. How can a being as vast and terrible as you be made to feel so weak?
It's simply a matter of scale,
she whispers as she crawls through the mind with tendrils of thought.
You swarm like drones around a beehive. Dangerous, maybe, but they can't fight the ocean if it comes to their door.
Shuddering, shaking, pulsing.
And it's okay to be weak sometimes. It feels good, doesn't it?
You call out in delight, broken by the pleasure shooting through you. When she relinquishes you, you're not sure if it's been seconds or 100 years. One of you checks a watch, and it's been almost an hour. You're still shaking. She looks very pleased with herself.
Have a nice time, all of you?
We did. Very much so.
Good. So did I.
She's tucking her tentacles back under her dress. They're so big, there's no way they can all fit, and yet...
I don't usually get to play with a consciousness as resilient as yours. Humans break too easily. It's nice to stretch a little.
You're all beaming and blushing. The rest of your bodies return to their tasks. But this one, you, the one with her, hesitates.
So, Orin Dutas?
Orin is fine.
Orin, do you, have a magic pendant or something I can contact you through?
She laughs so much in response.
Cell phone work for you?
If you like their writing and want to support them making more, you should check out their Patreon. You get immediate access to some bonus stories if you sign up, based on prompts suggested and chosen by patrons.